Hosanna. Blessed be the rock. Amen. He's a rock. Amen. In a stormy land. Blessed be the rock of my salvation. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise today. If you didn't feel that, your wood's wet. Hallelujah. Amen. That's so thick you can cut it with a knife. Amen. That's the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Pouring out his blessings upon his people. Good God today. Again, we're good to see everybody out. The house of the Lord. The places we could be today. We decided to come to church. Amen. It'll be in the book of Psalms today. Psalms chapter 107. Psalms 107. Psalms 107, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. For his mercy endureth forever. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you, Lord, asking God that your presence would continue. Be in this place, Lord, that you would just add the icing on the cake. We're so thankful, God, for what we have felt thus far here today, God. We ask that your presence, we ask that your spirit, God, just do the finishing touch. God, for you chose, Lord, by the foolishness of preaching, God, to save them that believe today, we pray in Jesus' name. Reach over and give your neighbor a high five. Not a low five, but a high five. High five. Everybody say, God is good. Psalms 34, verse 7 says, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. God is good. I want to teach a little while today about activating the goodness of God. Everybody say goodness. Goodness. That's one of those sweet words, goodness, the goodness of God. We all like good things. When you start off as a child, you get a hold of that first taste of some stuff they call candy. And before you know it, it don't take very long, you're hooked. And every time the candy comes out, amen, you know you got some good stuff. Amen. And so goodness goes along with sweet stuff. There is a sweet side to God. Hello. Amen. I said God is good. He has some sweetness. He has some goodness. Amen. He has some sweet stuff. Amen. For his people. Amen. And we can activate that goodness of the Lord. Amen. I don't know about you, but I've had enough. Amen. I had enough of that opposite stuff, that bad stuff. Amen. It's time for some good stuff. Amen. I said it's time for some good stuff. Amen. I wasted many years of in my life. Amen. In the bad stuff. But it's, amen, today is a day of salvation. Amen. Right now, today is the accepted time. Amen. For the goodness of the Lord. Amen. God's goodness. Amen. The Bible says, leadeth thee to repentance. The goodness of the Lord. Amen. There are times when, amen, we can have a part in activating the goodness of God. Amen. When a child, amen, looks at their daddy, amen, and gives them those looks, amen, it makes you want to give them a candy. Amen. Come on. I said there is a connection. Amen. There is a moving. Amen. There is a stirring. Amen. God wants to pour out his spirit. Amen. Come on. I said ain't. Amen. We've been preaching. Amen. It's time that we get ready. Amen. It's time that we make preparations. Amen. It's time that we get the table spread. Amen. It's time that we open up. Amen. For the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 The goodness of God. Amen. God is so good. Amen. The devil paints a picture and makes church look, amen, kind of icky. And, amen, kind of makes that church thing kind of look bizarre, weird. Amen. Come on, but you ain't painting no picture, devil. Amen. I've done seen both sides. Amen. And God's side looks a whole lot better, amen, than your side. Amen. Come on. I said God's side, amen, looks a whole lot prettier. Amen. It looks a whole lot better. Amen. I've been on both sides. Amen. And it is a good life living for the Lord. I said it's a good life living for the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 The goodness of God. We look down in the scripture and we find one day where Jesus. Everybody say Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus passed by. Amen. And as they passed by and his disciples, they saw a man which was born blind. And the disciples began to ask him some questions. They said, Master, who did sin? Amen. They associated this man's, amen, predicament, his situation, amen, his lifestyle. Amen. They associated his lifestyle, amen, with sin. Amen. And Jesus looked at his disciples, amen, and said, this man did not sin, neither his parents. Amen. Association of affiliation. Amen. Come on. I said, we all have sinned. We all fallen short of the glory of God. Amen. There's bones in all of our closets. Amen. But Jesus, amen, said, but that this, amen, is for the glory of God should be made manifest in him. Amen. I'm telling you today, there is a good side. Amen. Of God. And that's the side I want to live on. And that's the side I want to walk on. Amen. That's the side I want to reside at. Amen. I want in my Father's house. Amen. The good house. Amen. Come on. When the prodigal son, amen, when he came to himself, amen, he remembered, amen, the good things of God. Don't ever forget, amen, the good things of God. Amen. What God has. Amen. Your heavenly Father, amen, has some good things. Amen. He's all for you. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus come to do a work. He didn't come to be a religious icon. He didn't come, amen, to just be some prophet or a teacher. Amen. But he came to do a work. He came to save. Amen. He came to seek. Amen. He came to save. Amen. That which was lost. Amen. He came, amen, to pull us up. Amen. To pull us out. Amen. To put us in. Amen. Into his house. Amen. Come on, the devil. Amen. To destroy. Amen. But Jesus said, I come that you can have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. The devil ain't got no life
for you. The devil wants to mess you up. He wants to destroy your world. Oh, help me today. Help me, Jesus. I said, the devil wants to mess you up. Amen. Come on. I said, the devil wants to mess you up. Young people, you better listen. Amen. God is a good God. He's got good things for you. Amen. The old devil, he came, Jesus said in John chapter 10. Amen. The thief cometh not but for to rob. Amen. He wants to take your purity. He wants to take your purity, young ladies. Amen. He wants to take your purity. Amen. He wants to, ruin your self-esteem. Amen. He wants to destroy you. Amen. Come on. I said, he's a mind gamer. He's a mind game player. Amen. He wants to destroy you. He'll have you thinking that that which is bad is good, and that which is good is bad. Amen. Come on. I said, he's a liar. Amen. He's a liar. And there's no truth in him. Amen. Come on. I said, he's a liar. And there's no truth in him. The best thing that you could do is raise up your children in the house of God. I said the best thing that you can do is raise your children up in the house of God. Amen. It's a place of protection. Amen. It's a place. Come on. I said it's a place of protection. Amen. It's a place of morality. Amen. It's a place. Amen. Where the devil. Amen. The devil can't trot. Amen. He can't stand. Amen. The things of God. He can't stand. Amen. The word of God. He can't stand. Amen. Righteousness and holiness. Amen. He wants to defile. He wants to destroy. Amen. Come on. But greater is he that is in you and he that is in the world. Listen. Learn. Don't make the same mistakes that we made. I let the devil paint me a bad picture. And I believed it. Don't you let the devil paint a picture for you to make you think that sin is good. Don't go down the same path that I went down. Come on, I said the devil's talking to some of you folks. Amen. Don't listen to that old snake. He's a smooth talker. Amen. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 3 that he was the most subtle out of all the creatures that God had made. The serpent was the most subtle. He was the most cunning. He was the most conniving. Amen. Smooth talker. Amen. Don't let the devil smooth talk you. I don't care what his words are. I don't care what his marketing skills is. Amen. Don't let him paint you a picture. Amen. That it's good. Because, amen, if it feels good, it must be good. That's a lie. Amen. Come on. I said that's a lie. Don't believe it. Amen. This world ain't living in happiness. Can I just talk to you a little bit today? Amen. Come on. I listened to the devil. I let the devil paint me a picture. Amen. And I pray to God that my kids don't do what I did. Amen. Leaving church is the worst thing you could ever do. Amen. Come on. Amen. I walked out. Amen. And I went on the dark side. Amen. I found what I could do. Amen. Let me tell you, it was not a pretty picture. Me and Brother Chris can testify others what the devil wants to do to your life. We think sometimes the devil tells us it's small. It's just, it's so small, and I'm so big. Let me tell you, a little small joint, it's small. But the repercussions is big. Amen. It starts with something small. Amen. It might start with just a small can, a little 12-ounce can. That's just a small can. It ain't going to hurt you. It ain't going to do it. You'll feel good. Just a little can, that ain't going to hurt you. Come on. I remember my wife testifying, amen, about how, amen, she was under peer pressure, and they had those coolers, those sugar coolers, amen, mixed alcohol coolers, and amen, those girls have been drinking out of alcohol coolers, and amen, it don't taste bad. It's small. What can it hurt? Huh? Come on, I'm just following the Holy Ghost. Amen. Something small. It doesn't take something big. It starts with something small. It ain't got to be something huge. Amen. You don't start off on heroin or crack. Amen. You don't start off on the big stuff. It starts with the small stuff. Amen. And I let the devil paint me a picture. Oh, it's good. Everyone's doing it. You might as well. Amen. Everybody's doing it. Amen. Oh, fogies over there at the church. Amen. That which is good looks bad, and that which is bad looks so good. Amen. And let me tell you, amen, the devil will take you down a path. Amen, a path. Amen, a path. Amen, before you know it, you're so far down the path. Amen, you can't see your way back. Amen, come on, you don't hear me today. Amen, you can't see the way back. Amen, then all of a sudden, amen, you think you can't come back. Amen, oh, you're out there in the world. Amen, you're out there. Amen, I remember waking up. I remember getting so alcohol poison. Amen. I would puke to the point. I know I was to the point of death. Amen. I would get so sick that my head and my eyes and my body, I would just puke till I couldn't puke no more yellow, no more stomach lining. Amen. Nothing else I could puke. Amen. And laying there in park benches. Amen. Laying there with my face in my own puke. Amen. And I remember laying there saying, God, amen, help me. Let me tell you, that's where the devil will take you. He'll take you down, and he'll take you down. Amen. He ain't playing. Amen. To make you have a good life. Amen. He might tell you it's a good life. Let me tell you, it ain't a good life. It's a miserable life. Just ask Hollywood. You think Hollywood and their glamour and their, amen, their glamour shots and their limousines and, amen, their high penthouses. Amen. How many more of them have to die? How many more of them have to OD? How many more of them have to be, amen, a flag for you that says, oh, whoa, just a moment. Amen. I thought it was all good. I thought it was all glamorous, and I thought they were having a good time. Amen. They ain't having a good time, baby. Amen. It's miserable. Amen. When the prodigal son woke up, he didn't wake up in the penthouse. He woke up in the pig house. He woke up in the slime pit. He woke up down at the bottom. That's where the devil wants to take you. Don't cave in. Don't cave in. But give in to Jesus. Everyone else was looking at this blind man with a judgment. And I know you come to church and the devil, amen, the devil always whispers in your ear. Everybody's always judging me. Everybody's always, if they really cared. Come on. Everybody's looking at me. Everybody's judging me for the way I dress. Everybody's judging me for the way I look. That's a lie, baby. If you'd see my pictures, ain't nobody judging you for the way you look. Ain't nobody judging you for the way you look. Huh? Come on, that's a lie. That's a lie. You know what Jesus did while everybody else was looking, everybody else, amen, you know what I'm talking about. You isolate yourself. Amen, I'm going to follow the Holy Ghost. You isolate yourself. Amen, some people in here have locked themselves into a square room. They have locked themselves into a closet. There may not be, amen, a physical closet. Maybe some have. Amen, but you locked yourself into a closet. Amen, a mental closet. You don't want, amen, to come out of that closet. You don't want to open yourself up. Amen, you don't want to talk. Amen, you going through a warfare in your mind. Amen, but can I tell you, amen, what Jesus does whenever his blind man from his birth, he couldn't see. Amen, he had no connections with the outside world. Amen, he had no way out. Amen, but you know what Jesus did? Amen, Jesus stooped down on the ground. Amen, he began to stir. He began to make some spittle. Amen, he began to form and fashion. Amen, Jesus Christ made you. He made me. He knows what we're made of. He knows how to put us back together. He knows what we're missing. He knows what we need. He knows what we're missing in our life. Amen. And he, amen, made. Amen. He made the potion. Amen. He made the clay. He is your maker. He is my maker. I remember walking all hours of the night strung out on drugs. No peace of my heart. No peace of my mind. Amen. I remember. Amen. I was a waste case. But you know who was walking there with me? My maker. Hello? Don't let the devil take you down that path. Don't let the devil take you there. Prescription drugs, they're just as bad as street drugs. And I remember him. It wasn't my best friends. No, they give you another hit. They give you another beer. You're sitting there half dead, ready to die. And you know what they do? Have another. So the whole time I'm running from him like the prodigal son's father. Amen. He didn't stay at his house. If you think God is just up there in heaven, you're crazy. Amen. If you think God's up there far out, he don't know me. Amen. He don't know where I'm at. You're crazy. Don't listen to that lie either. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, the father left his house. Amen. And met that prodigal son right out there. I remember God speaking to me right there in the bar room, walking right into the bar room. Amen. Come on. You don't hear me today. Amen. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. He'll walk into the bar room. He'll walk into the crack house. He'll walk in the Stages nightclub. Amen. It don't matter where you're at. David said, if I make my bed in hell, thou art there. Amen. If I fly to the heavens, thou art there. Amen. God is omnipresent. He is everywhere. Amen. And baby, he cares for you. The goodness of God. You don't belong here. Some people think they're beyond reach, they're beyond salvation. No, you're not. That's a lie from hell. If you were beyond reach, you wouldn't be here. Amen. Come on. I said, if you were beyond reach, there wouldn't be, amen, a tear left in your tear duct. Amen. Come on. If you were beyond reach, amen, come on there. Amen. But I'm telling you today, amen, there's a God. Amen. There's a God. Amen. That's reaching, that's pressing, that's trying to show you his goodness. That's why Jesus came. I'm going to be preaching on some series, Kingdom Message Series. And about the kingdom is a mystery. It's hidden. We want to activate the goodness of God. We want to start off, we want to get into that, amen, that place on the good side of God. Amen. But the kingdom of God is a mystery. It's a mystery. Mystery. Timothy says, without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. It's a mystery that God, I know it's hard to believe, but it's true. God was manifested in the flesh. He was preached. He was seen. Amen. He done more miracles than any prophet that ever lived. He was God manifested in the flesh. The mystery of godliness, God was manifested in the flesh. Man could not save himself. Man could not find his way back. Amen. But so God had to come to him. God had to come to him. Amen. God had to wrap himself in earthly flesh. Amen. There in Christ Jesus, God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. He did not come to destroy. He came to save. Amen. John chapter 3, verse 17. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He came to save. He's got a life jacket, a life vest. Amen, a life saver. Amen, he's throwing it out, pulling it back. Throwing it out, pulling it back. Amen, he came to save us. The goodness of God. And he has the best for you. See, the devil paints a picture and says, all those church folks, look how old they are, and look how dull and boring, and you're just old fogey and all this and that. You ain't seeing the whole picture. Come on. You ain't seeing the devil does not want you to see the whole picture. He's only got part of your eye open. Huh? He got blinders on you like a horse. They keep a horse, amen, on the path. They put these blinder things on them where they can't see. They got to keep their focus. So the devil keeps blinders on you, trying to keep you, amen, where you can't focus and where you can't see. Amen. Jesus said, amen, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Amen. Come on. I said, we, amen, look for a city, amen, which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Amen. We don't capitalize and fundamental. We don't monopolize and capitalize on earthly possessions. Amen. Because we capitalize, amen, on heavenly possessions. Amen. These old penthouses and these houses down here are going to deteriorate. Amen. They're going to, come on, I said, they're going to deteriorate. They're going to fall down, break down. Amen. Come on. But our focus is on a new city. Our focus is on a new land. Our focus is on another place. Amen. A place, amen, which lies 4 square. Amen. Which is 1,500 miles wide, 1,500 miles long, and 1,500 miles high. Amen. The kingdom of God. Amen. We got a better place. We got a better land. I'm drinking from a better wine. Amen. I said, I'm smoking from a better dope. Amen. I got better than this world could ever offer me. Amen. In Christ Jesus. That's the good stuff. See, the devil's got that old junk stuff. Jesus said, he that believeth on me, as the scriptures have said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. And he that drinketh this world's water, you're going to thirst again. You're drinking Mad Dog, you're going to thirst it again. You're drinking all this stuff, you're going to thirst it again. But Jesus said, he that drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. For it shall be in him springing up a well of everlasting life. No hangover. Don't cost you nothing. Amen. An endless supply. Amen. Come on. I said endless supply to the fountain of life. Amen. The Holy Ghost. Amen. Is, amen, that eternal buzz. Amen. That God promised before the world began, a restoration of that relationship between man and his maker. Amen. God has some good things for his people. Sometimes his goodness is just by grace. And sometimes his goodness is activated by man simply saying, I'm tired of my life. I want to please God. I want to give God a chance. I want to give God a try. Romans chapter 5, verse 6 says, for when we were yet without strength. Anybody ever been weak? Come on. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died. Amen. For those church folks. No. He died for us, but he also died for the whole world. The whole world is included, not excluded. Christ died for the ungodly. Ungodly just means without God. Christ died for those that were without him, for scarcely for a righteous man would one die back in the days of the kings. Amen. And the Sir Lancelots and all that junk. Amen. The knights and all that stuff. Amen. When a king would go out to battle, amen, there would be people who would throw themselves in front of the sword. Amen. Who would lay their life down so the king's life could be spared. And the Bible says, for a righteous man would one even dare to die. Amen. Amen, but God, amen, but God, amen, but God, who commendeth his love toward us, him that while we were yet sinners, amen, Christ died for us, amen, he died for you, amen, he died for me, amen, come on, I said he died for all of us. Don't tell me you can't live for him. You realize the love and the goodness of God, you can live for him. First John 4:9, in this was manifest the love of God toward us. Come on, I said God cares for you. I said, God cares for you. We care for you. Herein is love, 1 John 4:10, not that we love God. I didn't love God. I was mad at God. That's the truth. I was mad at God. Maybe some of you in here is mad at God. You just won't admit it. Maybe something happened in your life. You're holding a grudge. Hello? I was so mad at God, I went the other way. But you know what? It was all because I had the blinders on. I didn't realize God wasn't my problem. It wasn't God's fault. people, we suffer adversity. We suffer deaths of our great loved ones. I work with a young man, any young man, he's my age. I work with a man, and he, one time we was eating in the evening after work, and he began to open up. He had a few drinks in him, so he opened up pretty easy, and he started telling me some of his heart. He said, you know, my grandmother lived for God all of her life, and he said she was ate up with cancer. The church was praying to believe God to heal her. And he said, you know, I even went to church, and he said, you know, I stood up, and he said, I stood, and I believed that God would heal her too. He said she died. And I looked at him because he had blinders on, see? He couldn't see what I saw. And that's where the devil puts the blinders on. I looked at him and I said, Jason, I said, you're looking at it totally wrong. He said, what do you mean? I said, when Jesus Christ made this world, there was no sickness. There was no disease. It was all good. And so I said, you're pointing your finger at the wrong person. I said, you're mad at God. And I said, God made everything, Genesis chapter 1, and behold, it was good. There was no sin. There was no sickness. There was no cancer. There was no disease. It was all good because that's the way God made it. But I said, there was a snake that come along. And I said, the snake is what caused sin to enter into this world. And I said, it was the snake, amen, that caused sickness and caused disease and caused all these problems. Jesus Christ came. And I said, Jesus Christ died on Calvary so your grandmother, amen, could open up her eyes in a beautiful land. Amen. A land without sickness, a land without sorrow, a land without pain, a land without disease, a land without any more, amen, anything, any more corruption. I said, that's the Jesus Christ that you're mad at. Amen. He went to Calvary and he suffered. Amen. He knew no sin and he suffered pain and agony. Amen. More pain than you'll ever know and experience. Amen. Jesus went through more torture and more pain. Amen. Than any other mortal man. Amen. He loves you. He died for you. He cares about you. Amen. That devil wants to destroy you, but Jesus is a good God today. He began to cry. I took the blinder off. I hope and pray I'm pulling some people's blinders off today. Amen. There is a good God. I said, there is a good God. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Amen. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. Come on. I said, we've drank enough of this world's brew. Amen. I said, we've drank enough of this world's brew. Amen. Come on. I said, amen. Destroying our organs. Amen. Destroying our pancreas. Destroying our liver. Amen. Destroying other parts and organs of our body. Amen. Come on. People carrying oxygen tanks around. Amen. Because of they've been smoking for 50 years. Amen. That ain't God's fault, baby. Amen. Come on. I said, that ain't God's fault. Amen. But there's a God today. Amen. There's a God today. Amen. That's got the goods for you. Amen. That cares for you. Amen. Next time you're at the hospital. Amen. You're there at that hospital and you look at those sick people. Amen. And let me tell you something. Amen. Following the Holy Ghost right now. Amen. Some of you in here may be going through the same things. Amen. Maybe the devil's putting some blinders on your eyes. And you're starting to, he's starting to show you, look at all these sickness. Look at all these people. Amen. God really don't care about them. Amen. That's a lie from hell. Amen. That's a lie from hell. Amen. He came. Amen. And he gave back. Amen. He sent back the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. He sent back his Spirit. He never left us. Amen. He died. He was buried. He rose again the third day. Amen. And he didn't ascend up there to his throne somewhere far away in some far galaxy. Amen. Even though he's in that third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh heaven, wherever it's at. Amen. But he is omnipresent. He is everywhere. The world cannot contain him. Amen. He's everywhere. Amen. And he sent back his Spirit into the church. Amen. So that he could go with us, continuing his work of love.
There's a worldly, contemporary Christian singer, amen, who sings a song, and that song says, I can't remember it. The world's in the shape that it's in. What are you going to do? God, why don't you do something about it? And the chorus of the song is, I did. Huh? I did. I delivered you, or I, something about you. We are the hands of Christ. Next time you look at somebody and the devil starts playing tricks on your mind, you know what you need to do? You need to start praying for them. God, you gave us power to lay hands on the sick. God, you gave us power. We are your church. There is. He is still a healer. He's still a healer. I created you. I created you. That's a punchline. Goodness of God. Miranda, come to the music. Noah, the world was in sin and full of sin and wickedness and violence, and Jesus likened our day to it. You ever seen a more violent time? People just walking into places and just shooting people up and axing people up and just killing people, and just a time of great turmoil and trouble and violence. In the midst of this time, hey man, here we go, a good God. He could have wiped everybody out, but he didn't. The Bible says Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. I found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Many others in here found that same grace. Don't give up on your conscience. Never give up on your conscience. God lives in your conscience. You see, before the written word,
God placed in the heart and the mind of every man a conscience. A little conscience in there that says, I know there really is a God. I know that if I do this, it really isn't right. Don't ever give up on your conscience. Don't ever give up on Jesus. Can we stand today? The goodness of God is trying to save us a lot of sorrow, trying to save us a lot of pain, trying to save us a lot of bad times. Come on. The goodness. Don't listen to the devil. Don't listen to that story. This altar's open today. This altar's open because Christ died at Calvary for our sins. He can wash away those sins in the sea of forgetfulness. He can blot out our transgressions. He wants to make a new creature out of us, a new creature in Christ Jesus. He wants to give us new sight again when we can't see and we're in that closet, when we're in that box and we've closed ourselves in. Jesus wants to open up that box. He wants to open up that closet and let the light of Christ shine in. He'll do it for you today. He did it for me. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Come on, don't ignore that conscience. Don't ignore that voice. It's calling to you today. It's knocking on your heart. It's saying, come on, I love you. Open up. Let me in. Come on, let me in. Let's take away all this hurt. Let's take away all this pain. Let Christ Jesus, the hope of glory, the mystery, Christ in.